And then we'd have to shell the rest of it. And he'd have a sack, I guess. I don't know whether you'd carry a 100-pound sack at the time or not, but...
No, they wouldn't carry that much, because you could sell it around, you didn't have to go very often. I mean,
and maybe the miller would take out about a peck, you know. He had a certain amount he'd take out for grinding.
In the summertime, you couldn't... We were getting meal pretty quick in hot weather. Of course, it wasn't in the wintertime.
I see. Did you ever hear that called a turn of corn?
Yes, yeah, that's what it's called.
Call it, turn of corn.
I see. And
take a turn of corn to the mill.
I see. So that would be about a half bushel.
I imagine that's
all right. And then you mentioned paper sacks. Did you, would you tell me something about the other sacks that you had?
They were called toe sacks.
Toe sacks. Mm-hmm. And what were they like?
Like burlap, weren't they?
Whereas a toe sack would be just like a
burlap bag,
You ever hear croaker sacks?
I never did. Did you?
No, not back then.
Well, so you didn't really have a use for baskets then, even to gather eggs?
Yes. Now, my mother had an egg basket.
An egg basket.
And she would take eggs to the store in that little basket.
I see. And we have to cover everything. Where was the
outhouse?
Where was the outhouse?
It was outhouse. It's about as far back in the corner as you could get.
what did you call it? You remember any joking terms or?
I think we called it the toilet and
outdoor toilet.
Outdoor closet. I think I've heard my mother call it the closet.
Mm-hmm. That would be a fairly elegant term, wouldn't
it? Uh-huh, it would be.
Did you have any family name?
You know, the name toilet would be kind of, she didn't want to say that much, and she'd call it the closet, as you say, kind of a modest.
Did you ever call it privy, or was that not?
Not really,
Or the White House, or some joking names like that?
I've heard it called privy, already.
Yeah.
And the outside of the house, what did you have it covered with?
The clapboards, is that what you call them? Weatherboard.
I see. They went horizontally. They weren't up.
Horizontally.
Just like this in here. Mm-hmm.
And how did you cover the, what did you have, shingles or what on the roof?
Wood shingles, I believe. Mostly.
Probably first, it might be covered with tin later.
Yeah.
Probably covered with wood shingles.
We didn't have asphalt shingles like we have now.
Do you remember using tin?
Yes,
Set up quite a racket.
If it hailed or rained, surely.
Cover houses with boards. Just put the drive boards out with old.
Handmade shingles, in other words, what he's.
I've seen those in the Natchez Trace. They've got an exhibit of an old farm, and they show you how those shingles used to be made. How about, let's see, in this particular area, how would the roof come down?
It was
this?
Had a valley
down
in.
And did you use anything to catch the water to fill the cistern? How did that work?
Well, most of the time it was just two boards nailed together in a V that ran from that the end of that valley down to the cistern.
Where would it run under the house?
Now we had a rain barrel. Now here was the valley coming there, and a rain barrel was there, and it just ran off into the rain barrel. But now this cistern, now let me see, I believe he had gutters. And would there have been tin gutters or wooden gutters? And then right here, there was a downspout, and that wooden trough ran from right there over to the cistern.
I see.
The gutters came off, you know, that porch and off that side of the house.
This whole side here.
Uh-huh.
And